Today's mitzvah is mitzvah 535, Tav Kuf Lamed Hey, the mitzvah of Talia Lemi Sheyischayev Litlos, the mitzvah of hanging someone who was chayev to be hanged. As we'll see, we paskin only two people. Only two of the chayev mises bezdin are in this category, but this is the mitzvah. If you look in Parshas Kisetze, which we are up to, we have the three mitzvahs related to Yifas Toar, and then we have the mitzvah of Nachala, which we are not, is not counted now because we already have the mitzvah of Nachala. Just the psukim say that we're not allowed to be Mavr Nachala. And then we have Ben Sora Amora, which we also already had the Isser of Ben Sora Amora earlier, in the Torah. But that is the discussion of Ben Sora Amora, which we don't count now. But now we go to Sheni, fourth mitzvah here in Parshat Kisetze, fourth out of 74. V'chiyeh v'ish chet mishpa mavis v'humas, if a man has a chet, which he is chayev misa for, v'humas, and he is killed, v'salisa oso al eis, you shall hang him on a tree. Do not hang him there and leave him over. That's the next Isser we'll get to. The Isser related to Losalin, ki cover tik burna bayamahu, you surely have to bury. That is the mitzvah d'oraisa of kfura, of even chayvi mises bezdin, but also of every Jew. Ki kilalasa lokim talui, velosetameis ad mascha, if you would leave him hanging, then, and you would leave him unburied, then that would be defiling the land. Asher Hashem alokecha nosin lachan lanachla, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave you as a nachla. So today's mitzvah is v'salisa oso al eitz. So at least also hang him, so says Rashi, Raboseinu Amru, Kal and Eskal and Nitlin. Our rabbis tell us that all people who are Chayef Skila are afterwards Nitla. Vizeo Shenemar, Kikil Azal Kim Talui, Vahamavarech Hashem Beskilim. Somebody who is Megadiv, somebody curses Hashem, gets Skila. We'll get back to that Rashi soon. But first, let's go back for a minute. The Sefer Chinuch, based on the Rambam counts four mitzvos, four misas bez, and now we discussed already back in Sefer Shmos. So today's chiddush is that there is an added one. Besides the four misos that the Rambam counts as separate mitzvos, not just as part of din, the general mitzvah of din, he counts each one, skila strefa herachenek, as separate mitzvos, and reish chavav, reish chav zayin, reish chav ches, reish chav tes, and then reish lamid, the Rambam has the mitzvah of taliyah, a separate mitzvah that those who are Niskal have to be Nitla afterwards. The Rambam tells us in Hilchos Sanhedrin, in Perek Yudalid, Arba Misos Nimsu LeBezdin, there are four Misos that Bezdin has the power and the obligation to perform on someone if they are Chayiv. Skila, Srefa, Hariga, Besayiv, Vechenach. Those are the four. Skila, Vesrefa, Mufurash, and Heimba Torah. Skila and Srefa are Mufurish in the Torah, Sakol Yisakel, and Srefa. Umipi Moshe Rabbeinu, Lamdu, Shekal Misa, Hamur, Batorah, Stam, Chenek. And anytime it says the word yumas, then it means chenek, even if it doesn't explicate it. So skila sreifa chenek, and v'yahorigas chaveru misas abesayif, v'chinasher enidachas, and there are two chayvi misos that get sayif, and that is a rotzeach or anshe ir enidachas. These are the four misas bezdin. Remember, as is pointed out by many, the mitzvah of misas bezdin hardly ever came up. The Mishnah tells us at the end of the first parak of Maseches Makos that very, very rarely did Beis Din implement. Because after all, you think about it, it's very hard. You have to have two witnesses. He has to get warning. He has to accept the warning. Amanas Kenani Yosef. I mean, who would do it in their right mind, even if they want to commit the crime? So the Gemara says, Sanhedrin Oheges, says the Gemara in the Mishnah, in Makos Dav Zayin, Sanhedrin Haoreges Echad B'Shavua Nikra Chovlanis. If they kill once every 7 years, it's already too much. Blazeman Azariah says once every 70 years, and Rabbi Tavron Rabbi Kiva says they would never have killed anybody. And Rabbi Shimon Gamliel ends off and says, if it's not a deterrent at all, so then Afim Arben Shofchei Damim B'Yisrael. Right? You have to be careful. So yes, you have to be very, it's unusual, but you still have to have it as a deterrent. So there are four Mises best, and the Rama continues, and says that it's a mitzvah zasei. Kol misa mehen mitzvah zasei lebezdin laharogba mishnas chayevba. Why is he being so emphatic? Because the Ramban argues. If you remember, we discussed this a couple of years ago. The Ramban does not count the mitzvah bezdin as separate mitzvah zasei. They're part of the mitzvah of din. The bezdin has a mitzvah to perform din in all cases, including the dalad mitzvah bezdin. But the Ramban counted as separate mitzvos. Skila sreifa herachenek. And this mitzvah. Kol mechuyev bezdin. The Rambam continues, anyone who is chayiv misa and bezin does not put him to death, or mavatal and asay, they do not violate a los asay except for michashefa, because of michashefa los achayiv. But those are the dalad misas bezdin. The Rambam continues and says, when did it stop? When did misas bezdin stop? So at the end of Perek Yedal, the Rambam says, Kishanivna Hamikdash Hayu Bezan Agadol Yoshim Belishkas Agazis Shaisa Bezras Yisrael. It was the Sanhedrin was in the Lishkas Agazis. And Ukishin Eskalkala Hashura, when they started close to the Churban, as we know, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Tinli Yavna Vechachameha, it went to 10 different places. Well, Asar Makomas Galu Vesofan, last place the Sanhedrin was in Tveria. That was the last place. Umisham lo lamad bezin gadol arata, and from then, since it was in Tveria, there has never been another bezin agadol. The Kabbalah he shev Tveria asidin lachzor tchila umisham neetakin lamigdash. And we have a Kabbalah that's where when Tchias Amesim comes, the Sanhedrin is going to be there, and from there they will go to the Beis Hamikdash. Right, that's one of the possible suggestions given why the Rambam was buried in Tveria. Different legends, how he got there. He didn't die there. He died in Egypt. How he got there? Okay, they sent the camel, and the camel just went and stopped there. But some suggest it's based on that Rambam. The Rambam said that's where it's going to be. Sanhedrin is going to start again, and he wants to be part of that Sanhedrin. That is the Rambam about the Dalai Mises Bezdin. The Rambam lists off in Perek Tezvav, there are 36. Out of all the Averos that we have, there are 36 Averos that are Chayvei Misos Bezdin. There are 18 Skilas. Most of them are the Arayos. And there are 10 Srefas. There are Neheragin Shnayim, Vaharotseach, Vahanidach. Those Asayif is 2. And Nechnakin Chenek is 6. So you have the 36 altogether. So this is all background for today's mitzvah. Today we have that those that are Niskalin are also Nitzlin. That is the mitzvah. This is mitzvah Reish Lamed in the Rambam and here in the Sefer HaChinuch. Says the Chinuch now, Shinitz Tavinu Litzlos Mishin Yischayev Tliya Bebezdin. We are commanded to those who are Chayev Tliya to be told of them in Bezdin, the Yadua Shekola, Nitlin is called Tchila, and anyone who is Nitle is Niskal Tchila. The Chinuch did not say the opposite. He didn't say anyone who is Niskalin is followed by Nitlin. He said the opposite. He said anybody who's Nitle is Niskal Tchila, as we'll see in a minute. Fialzeh Nemar, Vesilis also relates. Says the Chinuch, Vedin, Atliya, Hu, Bimegadev, Vaoved Avodah Zara Levadam. There are only two Chayvei Misos that have this extra mitzvah of Tchila. It does not apply to all the Chayvei Skila. Even though there are 18 Chayvei Skila, only by two of them do we paskin, says the Sefer HaChinuch, based on the Rambam also, that they get Taliyah afterwards. Magad, and this is, as is clear, it's not to kill them. They're killed through Skila. The Taliyah is for afterwards. We'll talk about what the reason for that is. But it's after. Bezin does not kill somebody by hanging them. That is not one of the Chayvei Misos Bezdin. This is afterwards. Megad even over to Zar Levadam. Kedere Chachamim. And again, it hardly ever came up. So we're talking about the messages of these laws, even if not the laws themselves. So, and he says, look in Sanhedrin Daf Memhei. So if you look there, that's really a Machlokas Tanoim. And the big problem is why Rashi seems to paskin against everyone else. The Mishnah tells us in Sanhedrin, Memhei Amid Beis, Kolon Eskolom Nitlin, Divei Rebbe Eliezer. Rebbe Eliezer says, all those who get Chayev Skila, all 18, get Nitzliya afterwards. V'chachamim omrim, no. Eino Nitzla, Elaham Gadeif v'ha'ovid avarazara. Only two, and that's what the Rambam paskins. Rashi, ala Torah, quotes Rabbi Eliezer. And that's a mystery why he quotes Rabbi Eliezer. And it's not only one time. If we think, oh, Rashi made a mistake, Rashi quotes it elsewhere too. If you look in Parshas Balak, at the end of Parshas Balak, where Hashem tells Moshe Rabbeinu to punish those leaders who led the people to Baal Peor, he says, Vahoka Osam, hang the Ovdin, those who worship Baal Pa'ar, Hoka hi Taliya, Kamosha Matsina Bibine Shov, Hoka Num Lashem, Visham Taliya Mufureshes, Bavodazara, Biskila. So he quotes Avodazara and Skila. We pask him Magadiv and Avodazara. But he says, Vakal and Iskala Nitlin. He adds that line in, which is Rabbi Eliezer Shita, which is somewhat unusual, because the context, you didn't have to say that. The context is Avodazara. So you didn't have to say Kal and Iskala Nitlin. But that's what Rashi says, Sarach Ian right now. Why Rashi quotes that. If you look in the Drash Moshe, at the beginning of Kedoshim, he points out that all punishments, Dalin Mises, and maybe this too, which we'll talk about more conceptually in a minute, all punishments in Yadus are very different than punishments for other nations. He says, Nira Lahazvir, my taima hifsik vakasa parsha zu bein azharos la arayos la unshehen. In Parshas Achremos, you have all the azharos for the arayos. Then you have kedoshim to you. Then you have in Parshas kedoshim, later on, you have the punishments for the arayos. Why in the middle of these do you have kedoshim to you? Asked Rav Moshe. So he says, Venira Lomar, shum yishum, sha'af shedvarim shebin adam lachaveiro. even though the mitzvah of an chaver like kibud av and achakas ganev and gzela, we do mitzat tzibu yashem lo kavan azumas haolam shegam hein onshin alvaram elu od yoser miadin shel yisrael. He says mikol makom nomar lahem that the punishments that we get are not stamped to punish. Not to punish as retribution. Punishments in Yahadus are not retribution. Shein ratzon haTorah la'anosh ba'ofan she'umos ha'olam onshin. Shein onshin lo kedei she'anashim yetivu darchayem. Most punishments in the world, in other cultures, are so that they're punished, period. Yahadus, it's that they become better people. And they learn from their mistakes. That's the purpose. Hashem yizbarach eino yare mizeh. Sharei biyado lishmar bruav. It's disgusting to sin. They only understand that if you have Kedoshim to you. So before you get the punishment, we have Kedoshim to you in the Torah. Once we are Kedoshim to you, then we'll understand all the punishments are an outgrowth of this, that we better ourselves and we grow. Those are all punishments in general, says Ramosha. Relating it to this, what about the mitzvah of Taliyah? What is the purpose of the mitzvah of Taliyah? That's the question. Says the Sefer HaChinuch now in the next paragraph. Misharshia mitzvahs, arba mitzvahs bezdin. Look what I wrote earlier. If you want to know about the Dalan mitzvahs bezdin, back in Mishpatim and Mitzvah Mem Zayin, I wrote the purpose, and that is to keep a society functioning. You have these dangerous people committing all of these crimes that are running around, so that is makes for an unstable society and a dangerous society. So you have to remove them. Visham Kasafi, and there I noted, well, we mentioned already the machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban, whether you count the Dalan Misos as separate mitzvos or not. But then the Chinuch adds an important line. Va'o nomar, ki din ha'tliya, kidei, what's the purpose of the tliya? This mitzvah, kidei lahagbia hanidon, to lift up the nidon, ulafarsam ola'ein kol, to publicize it. Why? What's the purpose? Gamberosam Asek Zakifas or Eitz Vikshiras Hanidon Olav Tikonezira Vafakar Belibam. Because not only the hanging in, but even when they see setting up the piece of wood and the tying, that's also Yiran Pacha will go into the hearts of others. Meaning the Chinuch seems to say pretty clearly that the Tliya is not part of the Onesh still. The purpose is he's already dead. The purpose is for others to be mafchid, others to put into others the trepidation, the year of a fachad, that they have to have from being chote against Klal Yisrael. That is what the Chinuch seems to say. Not as part of the onesh. If you look in the Mitzvah HaMelech, right here, he discusses this idea, and he suggests this chakira, and this is the machlokas between various Rishonim. First of all, the machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban, and maybe the machlokas even between Rav Sadigon and the Rambam. Rav Sadigon counts the Dalan Mises Bezdin, but he does not count the mitzvah of Taliyah separately, while the Rambam does, we saw. So maybe this gufa is the machlokas between them. According to Rav Sadigon, Taliyah is just a hemshech of the punishment. And therefore, once you count skila, so in two cases, according to what we paskin, or in all cases, there's a hemshach. Even if the person's dead, there's still an onesh that he requires to be, part of the onesh is to be mevuzeh after he died. That's one idea. So maybe that's where Rav Sadigon doesn't count a separate mitzvah of Taliyah. And the Ramban doesn't count any mitzvahs, but even Taliyah, because it's just like the other mitzvahs, which is just part of Din. But the Rambam and the Sefer Chinuch count a separate mitzvah. Maybe because the mitzvah, the Dalet Mises Bezin, that's an onesh upon the person. Yes, Bezin is the chiyuv to implement it. But the mitzvah, it's the focus is the person. The nature of the mitzvah is the onesh. Taliyah, the focus is upon Bezdin to be mefarsim to others. That's very different. And he says it's even if you look in the Ramban himself. The Ramban in our pasuk says the alderach apshat yomar ki yia beish chet gadol sheraui lahamiso alav. A person has such a great sin that he deserves to die for it. V'litzloso ala eitz legodel cheto, and he has to be hung legodel cheto. He says it beferish. It's part of the onesh. Even so, you can't let him hang there, which is the next mitzvah that we'll get to. The Chinuch doesn't say that. The Chinuch's lashon is even the putting up of the tree. Putting up the tree is not part of his onesh, but that's part of this mitzvah. says the Sefer HaChinuch, because the mitzvah is about the separate element, not part of the onesh, but part of Chovas Bezdin, that Bezdin has to do this in order to be mefarsim. V'chol Yisrael Yishmu V'yiro, part of that. And the mitzvah of Samela continues and says there could be nafkaminas, based on the fact whether the mitzvah of Taliyah is Chovas Bezdin, or it's just an outgrowth, a continuation of the onesh. For example, the Sifri. The Sifri says, V'salisa oso aleitz, oso velo zomamav. Him. You have to hang him, but not Edom Zomamin. Let's say people wanted to inflict somebody and they testify that someone was a Magadev, and they're proven wrong. So they have to get the punishment that they wanted to inflict. So they get, if they wanted to inflict Skila, so they get Skila. But the Medrash says, but they don't get Nitzle. They don't get Nitzle. That's not part of it. And you have a mucker to teach me that. So explains the mitzvah Zamelach. If you say that it's part of the Onesh, Kedas HaRamban, there's Bigufa Onesh, so then you can say you need the Pasuk to exclude. That's why you need the Pasuk. Well, why? Because I would have thought they have to get the punishment that they wanted to inflict. And therefore they wanted to inflict Skila and Taliyah, so they're going to get Skila and Taliyah. That's why you need the Pasuk to tell me, no, special din, Edom Zomim do not get this. But if you say like the Rambam, like the Chinuch that we're suggesting, it's based on a Chovas Bezdin, so then what's the Havamina? Chovas Bezdin is by some case, not by other case, unless that's the Chiddush. You would have thought there's a Chovas Bezdin here too, Kamash Vala not, but he says, maybe that's an Havamina. Malkasakazaitach, Shkamazomin Yitzlu. The Kralamali, what do you need a Pasuk for? Of course you wouldn't say it. One nafkamina in terms of how to understand that limud of osel velo zamumav. There's another halacha. The Minchas Chinuch discusses here in Oz Dalid. What happens if it's very, very late in the day? We'll get to the halacha. They have to take him down from the tliya before shkia. Before shkia. So what if it's right before shkia? There's no time. There's no time. So do you bury him right then or not? So, said the Minchas Chinuch discusses this, what do you do in that case? He assumes that even if it's very late, and you didn't do the Tliya yet, and if you don't bury him now, you're going to have to do it the next day, still, you're Tola. The Sefer Chinuch says, just like Lechvod HaMeis, we would delay to have family members come to have a bigger Levaya, we would delay. So do here, Mrs. Tliya, we delay. So what does that sound like? If it's Lechavod HaMeis, so that makes sense, Lishita of who? If it's covered, it's part of the onesh of the mesa, then maybe you could say it has to do with him. If it has to do with Chovas Bezdin, so would you say that? Would you say that, you know, this, you would delay it, you would call that Lechvodo? And he talks about it, that could be, he says it the opposite way also, that could be a nafgamina between the two. Also, let's say there are cases that he mentions, what if you can't do Skila? Is there any kiyum to do Tliya? Is that considered the Misa that should be inflicted, or is that considered B'chol Dover Shiachol HaMisa? That's a discussion in the Mitzvah HaMelech, but again, the root issue is, how much is Tliya a Hemshech HaOnesh of the Skila, and how much is it a Chovas Bezdin? There is, if you look in the continuation of that Mishnah that we mentioned in Sanhedrin, Memheim Abayz, is an important story that is told. The Mishnah continues, it says, a man is Nitzle and not a woman. That's the halacha. This mitzvah only applies by a man who is Megadi for Ovid Avodah Zarah. Ha'ish told an oso, I'm sorry, that's the Rabbanan Shita, which we'll get to in a minute. First, Rabbi Eliezer argues, Ha'ish told an oso, panav klapi ha'amba, isha panav klapi ha'ais. Divri Rabbi Eliezer. Eliezer says they're both hanged, but the difference is which way they face. V'chacham momrim, but we paskin, ha'ish nitzle ve'na isha nitleis. Women are not nitlu. Omar lohem Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer says, wait a minute, I'll prove to you that I'm right, that a woman is. Follow Shimon ben Shetach, tala nashim ba'ashkelon. Shimon ben Shetach did it in Ashkelon. Amru lo, they said, no, shmonim nashim tala. He hung 80 women at once. Vein donu shnayim b'yom echad. And you never could do two at one, never do chayv mitzvos bezdin two in a day. But he did 80. Haraya, that you can't bring a raya from that case. Because that must have been a harasha. That must have been a unique case that was needed. But not because Bezdin, not because the halacha is that women are not, women are usually nitva. Halacha is women are not lived, and it must be no rasha. And the Rambam quotes this in Hilchas Sanhedrin as well, in Perek Chavdalet. Perek Chavdalet is the Rambam's perek where he deals with Bezdin needs to use their head and not just go by the nitty gritty, evidence. They have to think out of the box a little bit also along with the evidence. The Rambam says, by all cases, first by Dinei Mamonos, the Rambam says, Yesh l'dayin l'adun b'dinei mamonos al pi hadvarim shedaito nota lohen shein emes v'adavar chazak b'libo shukain alfo pi shein raya brura. Even if you have a raya brura, you have to go with your instincts sometimes. If somebody is the dayan, the ein sarach lomar im hayahu yodea b'vadeh shadavar kain shudankivim ashayada. Right? And there, and it gives examples of cases called Din Merumah. There are cases where the Rambam says, and the based on Chazal, they have to use their head. And he continues and says towards the end, Yesh la bezdin la halkos mi she'ena mechuyev malkus. Bezdin has the authority to give malkus to somebody who's not chayev malkus. Vil la harog mi she'ena mechuyev misa. Lo lavar al divrei Torah el asos yogla Torah. You find throughout the Gemara stories of people who were destroying society. And they had to be taken care of. V'kivan sharo and bezdin shepartzu ha'am b'davar, yesh lam ligdor ulechazek ha'davar, kifi ma sheyireh lahem hakol hara shah. Lo sheikva halacha ledoros. Not that there's halacha l'maisa, but just one time. And he quotes examples. Maisa v'hilku adam shebal ishto tachas ha'ilon. One time they gave malchus to someone who was with his wife in public. Maisa be'echad roch sharachal v'asus b'shabbos. Somebody who was riding his donkey on Shabbos. They viewed the basis in v'siklu and they killed him, even though it's only in Siddur Abanan. U'maisa v'tala shemin ben shetach. Our case. Shmonim nashim b'yom echad ba'ashkelon. V'lo hayusham kol darki adrisha v'achakira v'ha'asra. He didn't have all the regular avenues and paths of law. V'lo edus brura, el harasha, kvi mashara, and that was needed, and that's what Chazal say back to the Rebbe Eliezer, that women really are excluded, but that was a harasha. One other point related to the shoresh of the mitzvah, the Magalias Hayam here has a fascinating discussion where he discusses that, what's the message of hanging? Message of hanging. He says, kishuf could only work when the feet are on the ground. If the machashiv is in the air, kishuf doesn't work. Shlilas kochon ha-bakshafim hu rak biyosan ba'avir, bilti nogas ba'adama. Maybe kishuf is the dark side, it comes from below, and that's why you have to be touching. And that's why, shivim mitshetach, lifting them all up, they were machashvim, so their kishuf wouldn't work. And then he quotes from the Sefer Chasidim, "Kshemachashvim ondim ala aretz, oz hamamunim nostim b'yana machashvim la'asos ma shim chafetzim. Aval kshemachashvim ba'avir, einam yicholim limshol b'mamonam." You can't. And then he quotes a number of sources. Ba'alei Tosas quoted that the Chartumim couldn't make the kinim because the kinim were between their feet and the floor, and that's why that was a hefsik, that was a chatzitza, and they couldn't make the kinim. And that's why Zeresh Ishto, Zeresh says to everybody that, oh, the Jews always do amazing things, but it must be because they're connected to Kishuf. So, you know, if you hang Mordechai, why didn't she say throw Mordechai in an oven? Why didn't she? No, it must be that if he's not connected to the ground, says that's how we could get him. Any other messages here as well? But maybe that's going to be an idea about Taliyah, to lift them up to show that what this was only for Megadif and Avodah Zarah, according to what we paskin. So we lift them up to say Kishuf has no power. Okay, this mitzvah, just to end off, mitzvah zu is no hig bizman habayis, sheikok biyadin al dundin nefashis. The ikra mitzvah is only bizman habayis. U bizacharim dafka, and on the zacharim, because it's a mitzvah on the dayanim. Okay, next time we'll have to talk about the isser that goes along with this mitzvah as well.